The US President Donald Trump has said that nothing will jeopardise the Gaza ceasefire. This is despite the fact that yesterday more than 100 people were reported to have been killed by Israeli airstrikes. Israel had accused Hamas of opening fire on its soldiers in the southern city of Rafah. This morning there were further reports of Israeli strikes on both Gaza City and Khan Yunis. And as we were coming on air, Hamas announced that it would be releasing the bodies of two further hostages this afternoon. The BBC's Middle East editor, Sebastian Usher, has been giving me his assessment of the ceasefire.
I mean, there's no doubt that the ceasefire is under strain, and there's little doubt that it was always going to be. Remember, we're just in the first phase of this ceasefire, where the exchange of Israeli hostages alive and dead with Palestinian prisoners and detainees is still not completed. So that's one issue where Israel, the Israeli authorities, believe very much that Hamas is holding out on them, that they know where the remaining dead bodies are, and they're trying to string this out. And I think that has been added to by the fact that Hamas has been kind of, it seems pretty much caught doing something which does breach the terms of the deal, which apparently they were filmed, some of its militants, taking out a white bag containing remains of a hostage and then putting it in the ground and making it look as if they'd just found it. So that's one side. The other side, of course, in the past 24 hours has been the by far the deadliest and most wide-ranging attack by Israel, by the Israeli army, since the ceasefire came into effect. That saw, according to officials in Gaza, more than 100 people killed. That was ordered by the Israeli government, by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He called for powerful strikes after an Israeli soldier was killed down in the south of Gaza, in Rafah, where soldiers are trying to dismantle and destroy the tunnel network there. So that came just hours after those strikes that happened, and in the midst of this controversy over the handover of hostages. So that certainly pushed the ceasefire more than it has been so far. And you know, for people in Gaza, having those attacks, not just in Gaza City, but in the center, in Khan Yunis, was the same, pretty much, experience as they'd had for the past 2 years. Now, Israel released a statement afterwards saying that they attacked a range of Hamas targets, that it included high-up military commanders with Hamas, all sorts of command centers, you know, things that we've heard before, but in some detail. As far as the ceasefire is concerned, briefly to answer that, I think that the US administration, President Trump, has committed himself so strongly to it staying in place that it would be difficult for Mr. Netanyahu, for the Israeli government, to move away too far from that right now. So I think we may be in this position for some time where breaches, attacks, violence take place, but the ceasefire as a whole is still seen as being relatively intact.
As you were saying there, we're still at the very start of this process. Under the 20-point plan, what's due to happen next?
Well, once all the remaining, if they can be found, dead hostages are returned to Israel and all the Palestinian prisoners and detainees have been released, and also, you know, aid in much greater numbers than has so far been allowed in would also be going in. So, you know, none of those things have yet been completed. You then move on to a phase where you look at Hamas and what happens with Hamas. Essentially, Hamas is meant to disarm. It's meant to have no place in any governance of Gaza. An international stabilization force, as it's being called, is to come in and try and maintain security. Israel, which still holds on to more than 50% of Gaza, there's now what it calls a yellow line between the part that it controls and the part that isn't under its control. There's been talk that because of what they see as Hamas breaches, that yellow line could be extended further into Gaza. that is actually supposed to go the other way around. Israel is meant to withdraw more and more, not to hold on to those areas, but, you know, that's up in the air. As far as Hamas is concerned, I mean, this is really about its existence as an entity. You know, we've spoken to former members of Hamas who've kind of given the sense that they believe that Hamas, as it has been for years, can't really continue to exist, but it may meld into something different. So, you know, the ideology, what lies behind it, won't necessarily go away, but perhaps the name Hamas and what it represents will. But clearly Hamas isn't ready for that yet. And, you know, I think that some of the moves that it's made, clearly it is very difficult to find the remaining dead hostages. But I think also from what we've seen, Hamas has more information sometimes than it's let on. And I think it is trying to draw this process out to shore up its position and to put off that day of reckoning.
And that was the BBC's Middle East editor, Sebastian Usher.